The first woman I date declares herself to be an elegant tomboy. Leaning back against a leather bar stool in an all-black jean ensemble, she tilts her head and tells me she has worked as a CFO for over 20 companies in her 57 years, though she is now unemployed and bored with it. Italian-Irish, with curly dark hair streaked with white, her dark eyes open just halfway as she sings her own siren song, "I want to know you." Every time she says it, invisible fingertips run from my neck to my crotch, trailing a path of heat. Often, I can't speak. Widowed only a year and a half earlier, she immediately emails me a bio of all her successes. She won't say how her partner died. After I'm outed to her as multiple, she has a lot to say. Black brows furrowed to show how deep and important she thinks the sentence should be, she begins with,
"I don't know how you thought you could go on the apps with your history and being plural and think anyone would want you."
My spouse Toby stands near the entrance to the kitchen, tapping a foot on the floor, a stained green button down over their full belly. They stare, deep-set brown eyes burning toward me, toes pointed out, just a little bow-legged.
"5 minutes, Orpheus," they say. "You could at least give me 5 minutes.
"I have to sleep."
"Then, in the morning."
"I have to work. You know I have to work."
"Get up 5 minutes early."
"I can't. I'm too tired." They stomp into the kitchen, bang some cabinets. I cover my head with a pillow. Abandonment issues meet workaholic artist. I have interviewed queer people on Zoom, talked to them about their feelings about sex and sexuality, things Toby can't discuss without beginning to sweat. Something grows in me, hot and burning, an unwillingness to die untouched. I found out I was plural when I was 30 years old. Although I must say that 2 years earlier, when I brought the stuffed bear to my therapist and told her that the bear's name was Samuel Samantha Frederick Ted Teddy, she might have gotten a clue. But no. Don't get me started on therapists. Anyhow, I left that therapist over some other clueless thing she did and ended up with the born again, whom I also called, not so affectionately, the Lady of the Manor. She gave me a book called When Rabbit Howls by the 92 Personalities of Trudy Chase. The next time I climbed the moss-covered steps to the office in her cavernous brick mansion, I had a few things to say. "If you think I'm multiple, just say so," I said, throwing the book down on the thick rug between us.
"I don't have any preconceived..."
"Because giving me a book about it is a pretty lousy hint.
I'm not making assumptions about you. Do you think I'm multiple?"
"That's for you to tell me. Do you?"
"I don't know."
"Right." I quit therapy soon after that, which was obviously one of my better decisions. I think of it this way. I may be fucked up, but I never do anything without a reason. I'm Micah. I'm 16. My pronouns are he, they. And I'm fucking horny. I'm 16. Duh. So first, I would like to say that promising to have sex when you hate sex is bullshit. Hear that, Toby? Total fucking gaslighting bullshit. If you want to know about being plural, all you have to do is go sit somewhere really crowded like Italy, where people talk really loud and keep interrupting each other, then imagine they all live in your head and you can hear them all the time, even when you're asleep. Thinking is discussion. Sleeping is discussion. Bad moods are arguments that won't stop. Anyhow, it's loud. Really loud. Someone is always talking. My job in here? I'm all about kids. These kids inside cry a lot, and there's nothing in the world like when they say, "I want Micah because he won't hurt me."
It's like God has spoken and said, you are worthy of trust.
I'm the asshole with the lousy mouth whose greatest job was to take care of kids inside and out and make sure they didn't get beat up. I should finally get some queer sex. It's been an infinity of a long time. 32 years is beyond infinity. I am fucking due.
I love Micah, but I don't like the swearing. Plus, Toby is nice sometimes, and kids play with them every day. Anyhow, hi. My name is Girlchild. It used to be Alana, and before that it was the Arbitrator. I don't know why I'm Girlchild. Micah says because I am too vulnerable. I was the Arbitrator when someone had to put a veil over everyone and make it so people couldn't tell we were coming and going. I also knew everyone inside, and I felt what everyone felt, so my job was to see the common good, to make sure someone was thinking about all of us inside, and all outside people, like our brothers and sisters and our parents, and the whole world, I guess. I'm supposed to care about everyone, like Jesus. That's so hard. And then we went to the Anonymous, where people said, I had to start remembering that I am part of the common good, but I have to feel everyone's feelings so I can understand them. It's a lot to even remember, and adding me to it makes it very confusing. But Micah says that if I remember me, then I am remembering all of us, because there's no all of us without me. I think that's what it must be like when someone loves you. They remember that you're there. They want you to love you.
I want to talk about Toby, because kids love Toby on account of there's a lot of fun stuff. Like when I get to grab onto Toby's fat and their belly button that goes to China, and then I say stories about the Ravi Lalas that live in Toby's fat and wear bowler hats. And that is really fun. And next to Toby, I love best in the whole world, Snoopy. I have so many Snoopies, you wouldn't believe it. Like there's one on the computer and stickers on the bookshelves and my Snoopy pajamas and my Snoopy calendar and my pop-up Snoopy book, which is my favorite. And I like acting because everyone laughs and gets happy when I come out to play. But I wish I could be really mad and made them scared because it is really tired making everyone laugh all day. Oh, and my favorite before even Toby is Micah because he is cool. And he is why I love Snoopy because Joe Cool is just like Micah. Micah likes kids and he says bad words a lot. But that is just because he is cool. And not because he is mean, which he already said. Because we can hear each other all the time now. People are really stupid, if you want my opinion. And Snoopy is like God. And if you want to send me some Snoopy, like a big Joe Cool flag to put on my house, my address is a... Okay, I'm not allowed to write my address, but you could find a good place to send me a present if you really tried. Love, Kara. P.S. If they didn't put the whole thing in pink letters, I'll be very mad because I like pink. P.P.S. By the way, I am sad Micah is unhappy. I don't know what to do about that.